Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, May 15th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn up 7.25 cents, July wheat up 7.5 cents, and July beans up 9.25 cents. I don't know that we're going to open quite that high in the beans, but we went up, filled the gap. We settled over it. We took it out, came back, went back under it. We closed right at it. I'd like to see us hold the gap in here right around 840 to see if we can't move a little bit higher here. We've had an awful nice rally in these beans. As of this morning, we were up 56, 57 cents out here. So, you know, hopefully we can see some higher prices yet. We don't have any real fresh news out here. The president claims he's going to have a bailout program for the farmers coming soon. It's another promise from the president. We'll see if this one is kept. The dollar is up 13. Crude oil is down 59. Dow Jones looks to open up 200 lower. So if they roll out of the stock market, maybe they'll come back into the commodities. That could be a little bit friendly. The funds are still short heavily, despite the buying in the last 2 or 3 days. The funds are still short 225,000 contracts of corn at a minimum. They're short probably 125,000 contracts of beans, 60,000 contracts of wheat, maybe 50,000 contracts of wheat, somewhere in that range. So if the funds want to continue to buy this thing, we can certainly move higher. If we get the funds out, we certainly want to make sure that whenever that is, that we've got some good new sales on the books for 19. The weather remains wet next week, but right now we've got a window of opportunity to get some corn in the ground pretty much across the Midwest. Now, there are going to be some scattered rains here and there, but I think they'll get some work done. We know farmers can do quite a bit in a week when they have to. So bottom line is, it's probably right now as much in the fund hands as it is anything else. If the stock market fails, we could see money come back in. So hopefully we'll see enough to chase the funds in and cover more short positions in here. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.